This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. I'm David Michael, the editor of myoldmansaid.com. Joining me to discuss all things Chelsea, Mr. Chris Budd. Welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
All good.
It's a big one this weekend, isn't it?
They're all big now, Mr. Budd.
Saturday night.
We're in the end game now.
Have you been to a Saturday night game before? I don't think I have.
No.
Not in this country, anyway.
It's... Not ideal, because most people like to go out on Saturday nights, and Aston isn't really normally on the dance card, is it?
That means they'll be out all day, though. It'll be
yeah,
an
there
all
is
day
that
and
potential.
Then to Villa.
So,
it could be a lively one, I think.
Could be a lively one, indeed. I think there's also a bit of a misconception about Chelsea. In you know, you see it on social media, you see it in the memes, like this, you know, this is a useless Chelsea team, Potter out, all of that nonsense. I keep saying on this show, this is a team that, you know, when they played us in the FA Cup, the average age was just over 22 years old. This is a team of the future, and this is a team that's finding its way.
Well, they have moments, don't they, good and bad?
Well, more than that, when you've got a young team and you're building, you're going to get tonked in the odd game. There's no better comparison than they beat Everton 6-0, and then a week later or so, they get beat 5-0 by Arsenal. Now, they had a lot of injuries against Arsenal. Also, Arsenal are the finished deal, and people say, well, Everton, well, yeah, Everton just beat Liverpool 2-0. So these are the wild spectrum of results you can have when you're a young team, pretty much finding its way and, you know, learning on the job. And, I saw enough against Villa in that FA Cup game to suggest this will be a force. But everybody wants instant gratification. That's why they're getting, a lot of hassle. Just out of interest from a Villa context, I put up a table of how the league table has been since we got beat at Old Trafford on Boxing Day when we were 2-0 up. And I thought it was a bit of a sliding doors moment in terms of form. So that's why I kind of worked it out. But what was surprising when I looked at that table was Chelsea, I think they were above us when I did the table, but as it stands now, Chelsea, Villa would be fourth as it stands, but I think when I looked at it, Villa were actually fifth, Chelsea were fourth. So Chelsea, obviously, they got beat 5-0 in the last game, Villa won their last game 3-0. So Villa are fourth, 27 points, 1-8. Drawn 3, lost 4. Chelsea are now, after that 5-0 tonking by Arsenal, they've played a game less, but they're on 25 points. So the game in hand, 2 points behind us in terms of form since Boxing Day. I mean, you look at the form of Chelsea, the first, let's say, 19 games of the season, and they're all over the place. I think they're 11th or 12th. So now, in the last 14, 15 games, they're pretty much top five. They're better than Spurs. So that's how I look at Chelsea at this point in time. And it's a young team. And people saying, oh, they're even more in transition and fucked up than Manchester United and whoever else out of the normal top six, seven crew. But I think Chelsea are actually got forward momentum now.
I think in the profile of player, absolutely off the pitch, you know, we don't know what's going to happen to them in the summer with FFP,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. But in terms of you get all their best players firing and you're going to get little moments. And I saw enough from the league game where we frankly nicked it 1-0. The FA Cup game that was 0-0, but they caused us problems. And the game at Villa Park, that they can cause Villa problems. We can cause them problems defensively, but I think they've shown enough that they can score goals. I just... You question them defensively when they keep chopping and changing with injuries, but the same with us. You know, it could be a brilliant game of football with two, you know, open attacking teams, but you know, the pressure's on Villa in this one because it's another one of these huge sort of opportunity games, and this is probably the biggest one we've had yet. I think this is the one that can potentially define what you're going
to
do.
I think this is the nail in the coffin to Spurs. Yeah. Spurs yeah. would have to be Arsenal, and good luck with that one. As always, this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. The league season is entering the business end, and Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Aston Villa fixture over the run-in. With more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. Football is best enjoyed with your mates, so if you're not at the ground this month, get a text in the group chat and head to your local Green King Sports venue to catch the game. Don't forget to download the Green King Sports app to enjoy exclusive competitions and discounts whenever there's a game on. But going back to Stamford Bridge this season...
They were very good.
We could have easily have lost that. I mean, let's face it, Martinez had a couple of one-on-ones that he pulled off, and that ultimately was the difference.
Yeah, and in both of those games and the Villa Park game, they really pressed high on Villa and went after our playing out from the back style.
And in the FA Cup, they showed they had the energy and they had more desire.
They did.
Villa are going to have to match that. We've obviously got one eye on the semi-final, but... At least,
I mean, this one's at home, put it that way.
And Saturday, so I think that won't come into it because you've got enough rest before that Olympiacos game, and the Olympiacos game is at home as well, so that helps big time as well.
Yeah.
Going into the injury situation, Villa pretty much as is. Moreno was the only one, but you won't see him back.
Just a couple more weeks this season.
It'll be the last couple of games at best. Zaniola is also unavailable. I think he's back in light training, but not available for Chelsea. That's about it in terms of notable updates that we didn't know already.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger thing is more who have Chelsea got available. Cole Palmer was missing against Arsenal. I mean, and we're talking about somebody who scored 33% of their goals. So... If he was playing, and also Chilwell was out, Gusto was out.
And Enzo Fernandez's season's out, isn't he?
Yeah, he went off. He started against Arsenal, but his season is over. He went off.
Reece James continues to be a...
Well, he hasn't played. He hasn't played for fucking ages, Bud. So he hasn't actually been. As soon as he got injured, it's like after that. I think it was after about 16 games of the season. That's when Chelsea actually started to get better. I'd have liked to have played Chelsea maybe a few days earlier when all these players were out. To be honest with you, but
yeah. Well, I think you've got to go into it confident that you can get over the line in this one. With where we are at and what we can achieve, I think you've.
Well, no, this is a game where if you play well to your maximum, you beat them.
Yeah.
It's that
simple.
You have
to play well as a team.
If you're a top four team, you play to your top, then you beat them. I mean, you know, let's not do any of the generalizations about, oh, this is one we have to get over the line, because we say that all the time. But if you play to your top whack, you beat them, because they have got injuries now and... You know, they've had a bit of a confidence shaker against Arsenal.
And also maybe losing the FA Cup semi-final just means that they're looking at the end of their season going, well, they might want to try and sneak European football, but in terms of, you know, they aren't going to win anything.
Yeah, if they want European football, they might have to beat us, which is not out of the question.
And of course, they play Tottenham as their game in hand.
There was a couple of games where you looked at the Villa Spurs situation, as in games in common, and you were looking at, you're going back a couple of weeks, you were looking at Arsenal, Manchester City, but Chelsea was a key one because they're away at Chelsea, we're at home. Chelsea's home form is pretty decent. I mean, especially in the second half of the season, while their away form is still a bit patchy. So, for example, in the last six, away from home, Chelsea have won one of their six games, drawn three, lost two. So we have a distinct advantage there. So if we beat Chelsea and Spurs didn't beat them, then that was going to go a long way. Obviously, we've got a huge potential advantage at Arsenal. Getting beat by City doesn't really matter because that's probably the par of what you'd expect to happen against Spurs City. I think even a draw is not the worst result in the world in terms of the end of the season here. But a win, as you say, you've got one foot in the Champions League.
Yes, I think, especially if Tottenham were to lose to Arsenal the day after and you in this game, I will put myself out on a limb and say I don't think you should be fucking it up from that position.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, I mean, the main significance, I think, of Palmer playing is there's somebody there who can take advantage of us fucking up if we are slack and if we aren't playing, let's say, to the closer top end of how we can play. If we play with intensity and we move the ball faster, then if we play second half against Bournemouth, for example, second half against Arsenal.
And even for moments against Brentford before we sort of switched off defensively, but we were very good going forward.
But they will come with intensity and intent and probably will be fired up to prove a point after the two recent losses, which have potentially shaped their season in a negative way.
Yep.
But, I mean, I go back to what I said about they are a team learning, but they are significantly better in the second half of the season than they were in the first. So when you look at the league table overall, they're going to get laughed at and, yeah, Chelsea are awful. But zoom out and you see what's happening. And, you know, Pochettino out, oh, this is a final straw, bloody, you know, we should have beaten City in that semi and didn't really give it a go and it's a disgrace what happened against Arsenal. This is all bullshit. This is like Arsenal fan TV talk. They just destroyed Everton. And at Villa Park, you saw a team that this team will get better. And the average age says it all, really.
And they have got pace. I mean, they've caused us problems in all those games because they've got pace and mobility, and that's something we've not tended to deal with too well.
It's a profile of team that this is what they're building for in the future. They've got players that are fast, technically good, but have got spirit. I mean, you know, you saw in that penalty situation against Everton where they're all fighting over the ball. That's because they're all tenacious bastards, basically. And they've got that flowing through them. Now, it's up to Pochettino to kind of control that and then harness it. And if he does it and, you know, strips the ego down a bit, then and turns it into a team, then Chelsea will be dangerous. And I think they'll come out of the blocks fast and people will change their perceptions at the start of next season.
Yeah, I think especially if they buy well and if they get those couple of extra players that just sort of like solidify them a little bit, they have the potential to be half decent.
Solidify, I think maybe a bit more experience just to make it
a here and now
team as opposed to, you know, two seasons away, shall we say.
Yeah.
In terms of their main threats, I mean, we give Watkins the big one, but actually Cole Palmer has scored more goals. He's already at the 20 mark season. He's actually a joint top scorer in the Premier League and he's a midfielder, so...
Yeah, he plays just off the front line, doesn't he?
Props to him.
Yep, very good player.
And it's pretty much obvious the main threat there. I was impressed by Gusto, and he should start. I mean, he missed the Arsenal game, but he should be back. I thought he he gave Moreno, he just bossed him and bullied him.
Yeah.
To the fact that he was ineffective. So Luca Dean being there will be a big plus in that situation. Anybody else take your eye? And Gallagher's...
He's a good player in the middle of the park.
But he's had to kind of grow up and be more of the senior figure there, hasn't
he? He's the captain, isn't he, really? Which is, you wouldn't have thought a year ago.
I mean, he was out on loan to Crystal Palace.
Yeah, Petrovic, I remember that in goal. He made a couple of amazing saves in that FA Cup game at the Bridge.
Yeah.
Kept them in it. He's a good, you know, good keeper.
I almost forget that Sterling plays for them because he's not actually a main mover, really, is he? He hasn't been.
And he gets injured a lot and he's in and out of the team a bit and he's kind of been in. And the fans don't appear to like him, really, since he's arrived.
He's become a bit part player.
Yeah.
I think one of the big potential ways that Chelsea improve is getting in a recognised proper striker, because I don't think Jackson... Yeah. I mean, Jackson's still young, but in the here and now, if they improve that position, then almost instantly you've got a team that is fighting for Europe and top four.
Yep.
Not necessarily the title, but already top four Europa League, no problem.
And you've got a team already that's, you know, they've got to a FA Cup semi-final and a League Cup final. So they're, in terms of got cup football in one-off games, they can turn up and turn it on.
Yeah. So this is, I don't like Chelsea, but I've been giving them props because you see the bigger picture with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in terms of threats, it's more about not being silly at the back because they will pressure us, and not giving Palmer, because he's a smart player. He's not maybe the smartest in terms of interviews, but in terms of on the pitch, he's got smart feet, shall we say, rather than head. We will get punished.
And their record at Villa Park in recent years is fairly good, to be honest with you. Yeah, by that win when we came out of lockdown, our record at Villa Park against them has not been particularly great.
Yeah, it will be our first double, though, since 1989-90 season.
Wow.
If Villa can beat them, it's a long time since we did the double. Obviously, they've had a bit of a legacy period. And
bankrolled by the oligarch.
But a curious stat, I have to say, is Chelsea have won just one of their past eight Premier League games outside of London, and that was against Luton, so...
Interesting stat, that one.
Big, what does that mean, Chris?
Does that mean they don't travel particularly well?
Yeah. Can we take that as a positive anyway? I mean, that's why I was looking at the Spurs, where we have to play Chelsea, they have to play Chelsea. We play them in a kryptonite zone, while Spurs play them where they are strong.
Mm.
So we shall see how that pans out. I think win, lose, or draw for Chelsea, they are still in a European spot race. It's not as if we're delivering the death blow.
Because I don't think anybody else around them, you know, teams like West Ham, etc., and Newcastle have had a little bump this week. I just think they've got enough to kind of squeeze into it with the game in hand.
Yeah, Watkins has scored in the last couple of games there, so I think that's going to be a feat in the Premier League era. No player has scored three in a row against Chelsea, so hopefully he'll get amongst it, because suddenly the pressure will be on for that 20th goal.
Yeah, and he should have had it against Bournemouth, didn't he? He was sort of saying when he came off the pitch, how did I not score?
Yeah, he did everything, but... Right, Mom's Pools panel result.
I'm going a tight home win.
Oof.
Tight home win.
Yeah, I think that just the Chelsea injuries...
And I think our sort of laser focus helps us.
Yeah, I think there's been a shift in mindset for Villa. You feel like we're on a run now as opposed to patchy form, even though there's not a big sample size of we're on the run now. It's like you're hoping that this is a turning point, the last week or so, where we got through by the seat of our pants against Lille after being buried alive almost. That Arsenal win showed that we've still got it against anybody, and then the Bournemouth win was almost like a return to what should be happening at home at Villa Park if we click.
Yeah,
I'm going to go home win. If this game was 2 weeks ago, I think I would be going for a draw in terms of expectations, but I think Chelsea have had a bit of a blow and also injuries as well, and we are looking upwards now, so let's go with a home win. Any closing thoughts?
No, I mean, it's another one. You know, I see the club have asked the fans to try and, you know, welcome the team again. It's another one where the fans have got a big part to play in this one. Well, then in the next week, really, you know, Chelsea at home, Olympiacos at home is a huge sort of Villa Park week, really. But these are the games you want when you get to the, you know, the cliche business end of the season and you've got things to play for. This is what competing looks like.
So, see you down at Villa Park. We're not moving from Villa Park, people, anytime soon. So avoid the silly chit-chat on social media on that.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.